HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasid Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. Today's episode will be hosted by Karan Machado. Karan is a radio host with 94.3 Radio 1 and is a fellow podcaster of the Tech for Change podcast. Over to you, K.
Okay, thanks, Prasid. And this special episode is brought to you by Criteo. Now, as consumer habits changed throughout the pandemic, so have the ways in which advertisers kind of interact with them. Now, the shift has contributed to a new term in the industry called commerce everywhere or everywhere commerce. And leading this paradigm shift is Criteo, which is a global commerce media company that enables marketers and media owners to drive better commerce outcomes. Today, more marketers than ever are leveraging data intelligence with digital advertising to reach consumers across their shopping journeys. So what's really driving, you know, the rise of commerce media amongst marketers? How are advertising strategies evolving to better serve consumers? And how can we evolve with them? We're hearing it directly from the best. Brian Gleason is with us, and Brian is the Chief Revenue Officer at Criteo, and he leads the company's global commercial organization that is focused on fortifying Criteo's leadership in commerce media and helping clients drive outcomes on the open internet through its commerce media platform solutions. Brian, it's good to see you. How are you? And welcome to this episode.
Thank you, Kay. It's great to see you as well. And after that intro, I think we may have a spot open for you if you're into it to join our client solutions team, because you've got a great understanding of commerce media. Well done.
Well, I want to start with some basic questions first, right? With e-commerce on the rise and big ad industry changes on the horizon, the pace of innovation and customer expectations for innovation has never been higher. I think it's safe to say that yesterday's definition of e-commerce is actually dead. Commerce everywhere is the new buzzword splashing around in the ad industry. But what is it, and you know, what role has it played in capturing the vision of Criteo?
No, to your point, I think commerce continues to evolve. And what we saw with the pandemic is it accelerated us as a whole, probably 5 to 10 years. If I think about our ambition at Criteo, there's really three things that we focus on when it comes to commerce media. One is we are the ad stack for retail monetization. By that, what I mean is most retailers are now becoming media owners. They're opening up new points of discovery for consumers and brands to interact within an environment. That was never the case before, especially in an online world. They did it in the store where you saw things like end caps or special promotions, but never in a digital environment. And we have at Criteo 150 of the largest retailers around the world using our platform. In India, Flipkart, we're very excited for that partnership. The second part of Commerce Anywhere really is the engagement portion of it. How do we find new stores? How do we find discovery? And you can think about it within your personal journey, as is mine. You know, how do I stumble upon a product that I may be interested in? It could be in my social feed. It could be when I'm watching a television on my, you know, TV on my computer. It could be walking down the street. Or it could be now, if I think about digital inside of a taxi cab even, right? Where there's, and at each one of these points now, it's not about just seeing the ad. We want to buy, right? Like, we're trained now to a see, click, buy world in which we want to transact in real time. So it's exciting to see how it developed. And again, you know, I think with every day, with every month, we're pushing forward. And I think we're just at the beginning of it.
Super. I mean, clearly, as you just mentioned, we've entered into that era where commerce has no beginning and no end, from the real to the digital world. And thanks to the potential, you know, open internet actually holds today, how has commerce media enabled both retail and non-retail advertisers, such as, for example, food delivery and travel industries, to actually connect with your audiences?
Sure. I think when you look at it, so for Criteo, we've been doing commerce media since our inception back in 2005. In India, I think we launched in 2016, so specific to this market. But in the beginning, when you think about commerce media and how it interacts, is we see over $1 trillion of transaction data every day. You know, we have 4 billion SKUs. That data all provides tremendous value in the sense that It allows us to make the proper recommendation. We've heard forever, the right ad, the right person at the right time.
Correct.
Well, that's so true, right? Because I think as consumers, if we see something that we think is, and I'll use the word fake or not genuine, right? We're automatically going to shun that. It has to be authentic. And I think a Criteo ambition has always been to be able to invite brands and consumers together at the right point in time. The second part of that is the measurement capabilities of it, which I think are truly unique, which, you know, when you think about brands and advertising, they look at the effectiveness of their media dollars. Okay. You know, I spend X, how well does it do for me? There's no better point of media validation than that of which where I can see the transaction and how much I sold in a retail environment, which I think was just truly unique. In terms of open internet versus the walled gardens, I think as an industry over the past few years, we've seen an imbalance of power, right? By that, what I mean of media spend to three massive platforms, those being Google, Meta, and Amazon, all well-respected. So no disrespect in terms of what they do. But when you see 50% of the overall media spend going to three platforms, when the imbalance is the open web has the bulk of consumer engagement, something's wrong there. And I think we'll see that start to balance out. But one of the things the platforms did have, which was unique, was measurement. And our ambition at Criteo is to open up what I think is, again, the third wave of digital. So you had search, you had social, and I think now you have commerce media to really be the pioneer to push that, but not in a closed world, in an open one.
An open one, yes, of course. So let's talk about some of the operational changes which are dynamically transforming Criteo's commercial team for the next era of advertising. I mean, will we be seeing any innovative and new ad formats that can supposedly improve that overall path to purchase for a consumer?
Absolutely. You know, we recently launched last week, I'll give you two examples. So last week we launched in India a new video format. And the idea is, in the past, when you would think about performance, you would think about a search ad, or you may think of a display ad when you're purchasing. So there's so much more than that discovery phase. You know, how do I think about it when I'm actually maybe not searching for a particular pair of pants, but if I'm thinking about, okay, great, what do I do for back to school, or what do I do for an upcoming vacation? A lot of times those are attached to an emotion, and that's where video, I think, plays. So we launched something new around that, which we're excited about. The second thing that I think about is, you know, in terms of innovation, is partnerships. And we launched a partnership with Flipkart back in April, which we're incredibly excited about.
Right.
And with that, you know, Flipkart's got massive scale, and it's, you know, in terms of commerce company in India, there's very few, it's the biggest name that I know of. Through that, what we did is created a whole new category for a performance product ad, which allows brands to be able to extend offsite from Flipkart. So when they go into this discovery phase and they're out on the open web, how do I bring them back to Flipkart, to the appropriate environment, to the appropriate merchant? So we're excited about that as well. But we're just at the tip of the iceberg.
Since you know, kind of talked about the Flipkart Criteo partnership, I might as well ask you, you know, the solution that Criteo is kind of offering, you know, helping Flipkart registered Indian marketers, how are you looking at, or other brands leveraging the upcoming shopping season to increase revenue?
It's amazing to see that. We had a conversation yesterday with a few brands who are coming in. I know in India specifically, you have an upcoming festival season,
yes.
If I'm correct about that, which... Coming from the U.S., you know, I looked at that with envy when I heard it was almost a month long in terms of some of the activities surrounding by it. One of my colleagues told me last night about all the things that I've done up to it. It sounded fun. But, you know, when I think about that, one of the things Flipkart has is everybody on Flipkart, they've built a significant advertising business on Flipkart itself. They're owned and operated.
Right.
But again, what about all the other things that we're doing in terms of our day, whether it be news, whether it be out on the open web? How do I extend off of Flipkart, but then bring those individuals back? So we call that in our language, how do I acquire new customers?
Yes.
And how do I retain customers? And so much of that is built around the dynamic creative that comes with that, because again, it goes back to that customer experience. So we're incredibly excited about that. I actually, you know, following our discussion, where we have a session with Flipkart, and it's a great partnership, and it brings together an ecosystem, because it's not just Flipkart, it's the brands, it's the agencies, you know, it's the scale that it brings everybody into to one conversation, which is exciting.
Super. And with regards to some of the implications that you feel, you know, of this whole evolving global and regional data regulations on the region's ad tech space, what could some of those implications be? Would you like to shed some light on that for us?
I think we're trying to make sense of it. You know, the first data legislation we saw popped up in Europe, you know, a few years ago, GDPR. We've seen legislation in the U.S. and different markets. I know in India specifically, there was a bill that was brought up. And then I think that got, I was in a conversation yesterday, I understand that was pushed back to the January timeframe. I'm not as familiar with it, but the point being is, you know, I think everybody's trying to think about what is the right value exchange for data, you know, and how do we handle it in the most appropriate way.
Yeah.
At Criteo, this has been our core since day one. You know, the only thing you have to do is we're a global company that operates in 100 markets around the world. So yeah, it's difficult when you have local legislation, but the good news is, having gone through that specifically in Europe, we're set up to be able to work with any parameter that individual country or region sets. But I think we're still at the early stages of it.
Right.
And data by nature has so many terms. Just in the conversation yesterday, there's advertising data, there's data that relates to cryptocurrency. I mean, once you start, data is a very broad term, right? And I think it takes definition to be able to understand it.
100%. And since you brought up crypto, I might as well bring up the metaverse. I mean, in keeping with that whole, let's just call it madness of the metaverse, all right? How is retail media actually preparing for what the new e-commerce realm will kind of look like and the upcoming futuristic revolution in the advertisement industry?
I think, you know, we all sit back and you see it start to take shape at any of these trade shows we go to. You know, and someone's got the Oculus on or whatever, they're looking through it. And you can imagine a world where it'd be absolutely amazing. And there's so many use cases. The first one that I saw was someone going into it, they took a, you know, you go into your home,
right?
You could actually purchase different things on that visual and see how they look. You can imagine what that does to the experience, right? Completely changes it. I think the same is true. I think we're just at the beginning stages, but one of the differences of e-commerce right now is e-commerce, the thing that we lack in some cases is the ability to touch the product, feel the product, see the product, right? So then I have to buy it, send it back, and it goes back and forth. I think, you know, Meta could be interesting if that concept gets right, but it's reliant on so many different things. It's reliant on the metaverse taking shape. It's metaverse for consumers' purchasing power to get into it. But at the very least, it's a pretty cool idea to think about and look to, and something that, you know, we'll see come down the pipe, I think. The question is when.
Since you kind of just released your video advertising solution, could you briefly describe it and describe how it differs from existing video ad products for us, please?
Sure. So for Criteo, there's three parts of our ecosystem. One is our supplier relationship. We've got 1,200 direct supply relationships around the world, and that's incredibly important to us. The second is our relationship with the brand. So we have 1,400 brands that we have direct relationships with. And then the third is the retailers, right? Which we have the largest retailers. Now with that, when we brought the video solution to market, we thought there was something or an element missing that would connect the data that we have in terms of our shopper graph and our consumer data and the intent with upper funnel activities. You know, it just didn't exist in the marketplace. There were certainly video solutions, but there wasn't necessarily a commerce-driven video solution. So the team in India, our team here, worked incredibly hard to set up, because the other thing is you have to make sure that that data works with different suppliers, and you have to make sure it fits the brand's objectives. So it's something we launched, we're excited about. I haven't gotten the full details on it, but from what I heard yesterday, we have a few good case studies that are already in market. So yeah, we're excited about it. Again, I think it'll be the first of many.
What are some of the most recent developments actually, you know, Brian, if I may ask you, in the Indian internet video advertising and video consumption kind of ecosystem? I mean, how will the ecosystem actually benefit from Criteo's video advertising solution, in your opinion?
I think it'll bring a different level of measurement or performance to video, specifically to commerce that doesn't exist today. I think when we're looking at video now, we look at traditional metrics, whether it be, you know, how many times it was viewed, I think what we're seeing now is, imagine if you could see a video, and I'll use an example of a brand. So brand A runs a video, and that brand sells products on their site, but they also sell products on four or five different retailers. So now what that brand can see is, based off our video, is not only did they sell more product, but where did they sell the product?
Right.
Did they sell it on their own site, or did they sell it on additional branding sites? That may seem trivial, but it's a big deal, because you have to connect the different audiences and you have to have the measurement capabilities. So I was excited about that. It was actually funny, because I hadn't seen that before. And I was with my team yesterday, and I haven't seen it in other markets. So I think it's unique to our team here and what they developed.
Right. How significant is the Indian market for Criteo, given the expansion of OTT platforms in India?
It's a massive market for us, you know, and I looked, it was funny when I was talking to the team yesterday. I think India can and should be our largest market in Asia. If you look at the sheer scale of it, if not Asia, look at the world, just in terms of the population, in terms of the innovation, and you have to do everything big here. So it's incredibly important to us. It's growing. It's been growing double digits, I believe, since 2019. So we've seen massive scale on it. The team continues to innovate, and just from the meetings I've had from the last few days, couldn't be more excited about it. So, and then we're expanding too. Like, again, we're building out our technology and analytics hub here for Asia. So we're going to add another 150 engineers and talent to the
nice.
Team.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're excited. And when I think of India, I think of one word: growth. You know, that's it.
You did mention that holiday season. So my last question to you happens to be on that. You know, we got the holiday season approaching and new content being released directly on OTT platforms and the like. And, you know, category players anticipate a greater growth rate in the second half of the year. So how will the launch of Criteo's video advertising solution in India actually help garner that higher ROI in the upcoming festive season?
I think, again, it goes back to measurement and effectiveness of dollars, right? So what we believe is, we put in a market is probably the most effective video solution from a commerce perspective. So from that perspective, you're going to want to see directly how it builds and where people are buying it, specifically around the holiday season. Because I think now everyone's got lack of supply. It's what we're dealing with globally. We want to make sure we're reaching the right people at the appropriate times. So I think the increased metrics will only drive it even further. We're looking forward to a good back half of the year.
Right. The theme for this episode of Mint Etc. has been commerce everywhere and innovations in advertising. And I don't think that there's a single kind of piece of that you've not touched upon, Brian. So you've done that very well for us. And I want to thank you for taking out the time. This has been an absolute pleasure to meet you and chat with you in person. And I wish you and the entire team all the very best for that next chapter that you're referring to.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you. Thank you.
Be well.
And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertecker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HTSmartCast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.